The New Movement, Self-Determination of the Anonymous Insignificance. The above is an announcement of the essence of a new movement, Self-Determination of the Anonymous Insignificance. This new movement, empowering the anonymous, the insignificant, is based on the principles of absolute truths, that every anonymous, no matter how insignificant an individual of average intelligence one may be, can use for ensuring at least one's own intellectual freedom. Applying this criterion will no longer allow the elite to turn the little person into a fool. The elite, lying through its teeth to the face of the insignificant, is factually emasculated by the insignificant holding the weapon of absolute truth, especially when it comes to some substantial questions of world significance. Notably, although the anonymous insignificant will remain anonymous, when many of them are empowered by the freedom of absolute truths, such multitude of free people will inevitably make a difference, and the elite will find out that its lies cannot continue and will have consequences if they do. Unlike the rampant conspiracy groups who form beliefs based on absolutely nothing, in our new movement, we are able to unequivocally convince ourselves personally about the truthfulness of vital questions based on irrevocable facts and proof, not fiction or wishful thinking and hearsay. Not one adherent to the new movement will now rely on, quote, scientists say, unquote, or, quote, as far as I remember, unquote, as if the warrior scientists, quote unquote, cooperating with the propaganda are really scientists. And given the fact that medicine is not science to begin with, as if medics in particular can at all be called scientists. And to top all that, observing the vigorous disagreements amongst the medics on the matter of COVID-19 itself and the anti-COVID-19, quote, vaccines, all this confusion is entirely expected, given their reliance on consensus. Consensus being the killer of science. When a thorough medical decision is to be made, especially in the complicated medical state of a given concrete person. Mentioning science, we may add the following. In real science, there are specific systems studied where, unlike in medicine, where the specific system studied is the individual person with its unique traits, which don't repeat in other individual persons. So, in real science, a discovery pertaining to one specific system is fully valid for all other systems of the same variety. A dilute gas in all cylinders with a piston obeys, at standard conditions, the same compelling ideal gas law. All RC electrical circuits are described by only one specific law in the theory of electricity, not to mention Ohm's law, which anyone can check at home at any time. Moreover, there are absolute facts from the realm of real science that don't even require experiments to establish. Such is the catastrophic fact established in the very pages of the seminal 1905 paper, that the quote-unquote theory of relativity in fact deduces that 1 equals 2, which means that the quote theory in question is not a scientific theory, but an absurdity. Such is the equally catastrophic fact that quantum mechanics has no scientific basis, which is established in the very pages of Planck's seminal 1901 paper. These discoveries are described in the earlier books of this author.